בינו ילכן המלך עולם שלום יד ביי.
Okay, we are on Gimel Amud Aleph. We're up to our fourth line. Tanya Hayra Meira Imra Adam Ayra Avera B'Seser. Person doesn't have Avera in private. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machlus Ola B'Goli. And the Rabbeinu Shlomim is Mepharsim the Avera. Publicizes the Avera. Shneamar V'Olav Olav Ruach Chinam. Pasuk Pshat means the person gets a ruach of kina, and again we had two pshatim of what this is. Is this a good thing, or is it that it causes friction, or is it a spirit to warn his wife? Either way, it says he has a ruach kina. The ein avera l'loshen hachraza. The term v'avar also indicates it becomes public. So that means it becomes public that his wife is now under suspicion. And that reflects on him, as we learned at the beginning of the parak, that a person gets what he deserves in a wife. Even though the Gemara says it's the Zivuk Sheni, so it's a little bit difficult, but the Mefarshim learn here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machlis his averes begolui. By the fact that his wife is becoming a Sofek Saita, it's saying, hey, this guy's not the tzaddik we think he is either. Because if it happens to his wife, Chazal told us, people get what they deserve. Again, my problem with Upshot is, that's only Pacific Shady, Pacific Christian, people don't necessarily get what they deserve. But that's what seems to be that they learned Upshot. So Trashi, or it could be, Rashi learns, the simple Upshot, that the woman doesn't have a b'seser, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets it publicized, through the fact that all of a sudden the husband feels suspicious, all of a sudden he warns, and it becomes a public knowledge. Rashi? Right. So Pashim Shad is the woman gets the bad name. The Pashim Ad, so does he. Other by Bavera, that's Rashi, got each of Prutsu Averis to say, sir, because Baruch Hu Machris Begoli, he pronounces it, Tonight in Malay Violet Lakanisla, he gives in the heart of the husband to warn her, Adavim Mesvars and Begoli, and it becomes a public thing. And I've never seen them again. The Benishim intends to make this public. Meaning, person shouldn't think that he can do Avera in private and nobody will ever find out. Ultimately, people find out. And even if they don't find out now, they will find out. The last Targum in Kehelas, as the Kim Yurei, as the Tzoyes Lushmar, Gizekul Adam. Now, everybody quotes this Targum. I read this Targum a number of times. I'm not 100% sure where everybody sees this jot, but everybody learns this jot, at least all the Bali Musar, that everything that a person does will become a foursome to the whole world. Every thought, every action, Fizekala other means the Targum says, all man will find out whatever a person ever thinks, does, and therefore speaks, and therefore a person has to be careful because of the busha that will happen. That's what the Bali Musar says. From everything is going to become revealed. But that's not what this Gemara means here. Here the Gemara means, very practically, in Eilam HaZeh, it's going to be revealed. Yes, Doctor.
Question on the title, I thought that makes it to it.
We're talking about he didn't do Juvah. Okay. Of course, if a person does Juvah, it erases the sin. But it's saying is if a person doesn't do Juvah, not only will he get other punishments, but the embarrassment. Rabbi Kleiman, the phone is not here. We have no idea where it is. We thought that you had it. Obviously, you don't. Right. You know, it happens. The Klein Gadol is not here. The Klein Gadol is not here. It's lacking here. Right. That's the Gemara right there. The Shlokas Shamar, in other Baveir, Averim, Kedichtas, Baruch Shas. A person does not transgress an Averim. Unless he gets a Ruach Shus. How does he translate Ruach Shus? A spirit of foolishness? That's what he says? Okay, I'm a Chavim to Archov. Shalema, Ish, his sister Ishtai. Sister, felt with a sin instead of a Samach, indicates also Shaitam. So sister Ishtai means she turned, but it also means she acted foolish. Comes from the word Shaita also. Sister Ksiv, with a sin, not a samach. You found it? Very good. Not bad.
Not ready yet.
What is the reason that the Torah believed in Eid Echad that she did Znus? Shrek line with her, because there's a basis. Sharakina love an Istara. He warned her, and she went privately into the room. Eid Echad me that she's mayor. In fact, the Gemara Amalei Papa Labaya. Valkik Siva Kinoi Basa Stira Tumul the Siva. First, the Pasuk says, Is his sister Ishtar Mala Bimal, the Shachav Ish as the Sikhra Zera, the Nella made the Isha of Hindu Tama, but he the Eid Ainba of Hindu Tama, but he let his pass up. Of Hindu Tama, but he let his pass up. Then the next Pasuk says, Vavaruach Kinoi. Now we said Eid Ainba means one Eid is believed. The next Pasuk talks about warning. Mashmah is the Pasuk before us without warning. And you're telling me that the Eid Echad is limited only to be believed if she was previously warned. If you read the Pesukim, it doesn't sound that way. The Avraham of Ruach Kinoi is written afterward. Dr. Gemara, Maloy, the Avraham Kvar Avar. The Avraham means that he had already.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. Please enter your access code followed by the...
Okay, we are now live on the other phone. Very good. Okay. So, Vavar Ruachina means it already passed. In fact, the Gemara does Vavar always mean past tense. Elaviata Vavar Lechem Chocholutz, when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that all the people who are soldiers have to go in front of the army, they're going to go fight in Eretz Yisrael. Hakanami, it means they already went. They didn't go yet. He was telling them what they have to do. And it says, V'avar, which means, and they will, not they did. And you're telling me, V'avar Ruach Kina means, they did. The Gemara, Hasam Adachsim, V'nich B'shar, Sotnei Hashem, V'achat Yeshuvu, says, and they will conquer, then come back, Mashma D'Lahaba. There, the context tells us that V'avar means future. Elohacha Yisal G'dayta K'dixivi, V'nistra V'hinitva, V'avar Basar Tumah, right? I'm reading the Bach. If you're going to tell me that the Avar is after, so Basar Tumma Stira Kina Lamali. If we already have an Eid Ha, we'll say she's Mizana, and we have two Eidim that she was privately in a room, what in the world is the warning for now? So therefore, context tells me the Avar means he must have warned. And context there says the Avar means he will warn. Rashi. Please mute yourself out there in phone land. Dr. Ashby. Reglein with Hover, Shinitmas. Vakik Sim Kina Basastira Duma, the same by an Echotsim. That an Echot's belief in history that Mabayed Ainbop. The Samach line afterwards it says, Vavar Aleph, Amma Beloi Kino Nami Erecha Behemah B'tumah. Sounds like Erecha's believed even without Kino. Vavar Lechem Kol Cholutz, Nibnei Gara B'nei Reuven, Ksiv Shrei Moshe Mitzava, Somebody commanded them. Vavar Im Yeshua Es HaYardin, to pass, to go across the Yardin, to Shuvu, then you will come back. Vachiyach, that proves to Rahabahu that it's going in the future. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Ein other mekana le'ishtai, Elam kei nichnasa by ruach. A person does not warn his wife unless all of a sudden he gets a spirit. I guess a drive. All of a sudden this...
Sixth sense?
What?
Sixth sense?
Maybe. What does he translate ruach?
Spirit.
When he gets this thing that I have to warn her. The Torah identifies it as a ruach kina. My ruach. What kind of a ruach? Is this a positive ruach that he does it? Or is this a negative? Is this the Yetzer Tov? Is this the Yetzer Hara? Amri Rabbanan Amri Ruach Tumba. Because they hold like the Mandarbar that said, us are the Kanites. This is not what we want. Therefore, the drive here is Yetzirah speaking. Rav Asher Amar Ruach Tara. Elisha says, no, this is a wonderful thing. The guy wants to preserve the kedusha of his house. It comes from the good side. He holds that it's good to be mekana, right? Mutu mekanas. Mestabra commando amar ruach tara. It makes sense that it's a good thing. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa proving that it's a good thing. This is a machloikas. This is an existing machloikas. It's also mekanas and mutu mekanas. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Is it only post-Beis HaMikdash?
No, during the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, does the Rabbanis, I hate to speak this way, but I will. Does the Rabbanis want people to use the option of Saita as a preference? Or is it, if a person does it, this is what we deal with? But if he asked a rabbi, should I do it? They would tell him, no, there are other methods of dealing with this. Do not start the Saita process. Divorce. Now, you'll say, I want to stay married. Okay, you want to stay married, but if you're going to warn your wife, you're suspicious of her, not such a healthy thing. You know, it doesn't do well, doesn't bode well for marriage. Again, so one Madiyama holds it's good, and one Madiyama says it's bad. We had those two Madiyama yesterday, they're repeated today in a different context with the same idea. Rashi. It comes from above. Look, I'm a mefarish, ruach tara, ruach tumma. The sutton comes to make him sin. Lahachnis is ishtoi to anger his wife. Abana the Rav Asher, I'm a ruach tumma, ruach tara, shesainas and pritzas. He can't handle pritzas. Stavra kamandama, the ruach to come Rabbi Shmuel, tara he. Now, we're not saying that nobody holds this ruach tumma. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that said, nichnas by ruach. We have a proof from a brisa that it probably means he meant ruach tara, as we will see in a moment. The Gemara is not proving that ruach tumah is wrong. The Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel is the one that told us the statement that people don't do it unless they have a ruach. And in Rabbi Shmuel, we had an argument whether this came from the good side or the bad side. So we're saying, studying other Rabbi Shmuel's teachings, it makes sense that he meant the good side. What is the other of Ishmael's teaching? The Tanya.
The whole idea is to get to the, possibly to get to the salt of water, find her not guilty.
Again, it is a very, very treacherous process because, meanwhile, the whole city is talking about his wife. His wife becomes outcast. She's fuming mad at him for him accusing her. It doesn't bode well. It's not the. This wouldn't be the preferable way of settling this kind of an issue.
The only alternative is divorce because he's.
The other alternative is investigating yourself and see if there's truth to the matter. Don't make a public spectacle.
Actually, she's a pussy already. She has pussy quality.
Again, this is the person's wife. You can either drag her through the mud. Or think of another way of taking care of things. Making her sight is dragging her through the mud.
I understand that.
No, I don't know if you understand to the degree it's dragging her through the mud.
I understand that.
Because even if she gets to the Beis HaMikdash, they treat her terribly up there.
Yeah.
She's totally embarrassed up there in the Beis HaMikdash. She's put through the ringer. Why is that preferable? No, he's not. Deal with it on a private basis.
Obviously, this is the last resort.
Again, is this better than dealing with it on a private basis and maybe not staying married to her? That's the question. Yes, doctor.
Also, something you haven't mentioned is that the process itself all deliberately erasing the shame of Shem, Rith, and Tahara.
Yeah, but that's. It's not mentioned in Rashi. That's why I didn't mention it. The Rashi didn't mention it either. Because Rashi is not saying that the Ruach Tumah is because of that. Rashi is saying the Ruach Tumah is because it causes friction between husband and wife.
No, I'm saying in terms of why you don't want to take a first option.
Can somebody please mute themselves? If not, I'm going to have to mute everybody. Nuclear option here.
We are willing
In a minute, he's going to find out who's doing it, and the poor guy's going to get killed.
We are willing to kill the rolling over the eraser in the name of
sin. Again, you're saying wonderful. I'm saying Rashi. No, what I'm saying is you don't need that. It's an unnecessary part of the equation. The riot's unnecessary is that Rashi doesn't think it's important enough to mention. That's what I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. But the Rashi doesn't say we don't like this because it erases the Shem Hashem. It is true. We don't like it because it erases the Shem Hashem. But Rashi seems to say the question is a very simple one. Is it good to put your wife through the ringer because of the worry of preachers? Or is it a bad idea? Handle it differently. If you want to do it that way, do it that way. But that's what Rashi says.
If it's whom that she is a soldier, then was it incorrect to raise Hashem's name? Was there an Avera involved in that?
There's no Avera. Once a deal, yeah. No, at the end of the day, if she's a saint and drinks, there's no Avera. Hashem said to do it. Right? Hashem said, raise my name.
She's not
at the end of the day, once she's drinking, she's allowed to drink, and she's Hashem's name is allowed to be erased. But it's not something we look forward to doing. That's all. That's what the doctor is saying.
Even more so, evidence comes in after they've erased the shame. If I recall correctly, if evidence comes in after they've erased the shame, as you refuse to drink it, they force her to drink. They force it down, knowing what the consequences
are. Right. No, that's not true. If she says she doesn't want to drink after they erase Hashem's name, we force her to drink. If evidence comes in, we don't force her to drink. Zakti Gabar Vaiter. D'Tanya. Now we're going to bring a Braisa, and the Braisa is going to explain the source of every one of these cases. Well, first the Gabar is going to explain the first one, then we'll get to the other two. D'Tanya. Bikini es ishtai. The Torah writes, Bikini es ishtai, which we loosely translate as he warns his wife. Rishus, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, it's optional. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Chayva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, he's obligated to warn his wife. So, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Ruach Tara Shaber. If Rabbi Shmuel meant it's a good idea, makes sense that he says it's optional. El Yamer Ruach Tumba. Rishus V'chayva Liyuz Inish the Ruach Tumba Benavse. Would he say it's optional? Would he use the word optional if it's a bad idea? All we're proving from here is that Rabbi Shmuel must hold it's a good idea, optional. Not an obligation, but optional. But you don't give an option of something that's a negative. The lashon of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Torah is giving you an option, seems to say there's nothing negative implied here. Because if it were negative, he wouldn't say Rishus. He would say, rather don't do it if he did it. Doesn't say that. He says he has an option to do it. It's within his right to do it without a problem. And Akiva takes it further. He says not only is it within your rights to do it, we want you to do it. So both of these Mandi Amrim hold that Kinui is a good thing. One holds it's a good thing, but it's up to you. There's no obligation. And one makes it an obligation, and we'll see why as we go along. But from the Lashon Rishus, with no mention from Rabbi Shmuel that this is not something we want, indicates that he probably holds it's a Ruach Tara. Notice the Gemara doesn't say it's a proof. The Gemara says it makes sense. His wording of Rishus makes sense that he holds it's a Ruach Tara. Because in Rabbi Shmuel we had the argument. He said Ruach. Did he mean Ruach Tara, Ruach Tumah? Makes sense that he made Ruach Tara because listen to his words. He says it's an option. He doesn't say it's a last resort. He says it's an option. That means he holds it to Ruach Tara. Rashi. The Tanya. The cover of Yishmael Rishus. Book to the Yishmael Rabbi Kiva become the first time I we explained the reasons later on. Shabri Rishus and Chayva. Kiva and Chayva. That's right. Not to my right. Gufa. We're now going to quote the whole Bryce in its entirety. The Kinyas Ishtai Rishus. The Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a person does not have a command to the Saita, to warn his wife. It's an option. So Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Chayva. Next thing, lo yitama. The Torah says a kohen is allowed to be metama to his wife. Rishus doesn't have to be metama to his wife. A kohen has a heter to be metama to his wife. A kohen is not allowed to be metama to any stranger. He's allowed to be metama to his seven relatives. So the Torah, lo yitama, so to be shmol, that is not an obligation, not a mitzvah. It's rishus. It's optional. The Torah is saying he's allowed to be metama to his wife. He says, no, he's obligated to be metama to his wife. Next one. You should work with your avadim knanim forever. Do not free them. Well, Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus, you're allowed to work with them forever, but there's no ban on freeing them. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a chayva. No, you're obligated to work with them forever. You're not allowed to work free them. So we have three cases in the Torah. We have three cases in the Torah that there's an argument, did the Torah make this a mitzvah, or did the Torah leave it as an option? Now, try to say this right away, you have 613 mitzvahs. Are these three part of the 613? Are they not part of the 613? Right. Everybody agrees there's 613 mitzvahs. Does Rabbi Shmuel have less? Does Rabbi Kiva have more? The Taisa says that other mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel holds as a mitzvah, Rabbi Kiva holds as not a mitzvah. It's only a drabbanon. It doesn't identify what they are. But everybody agrees to the number 613. Whether these three are part of the 613 or not is a machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, which will automatically mean there's another three out there that's also a machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, unidentified three. Now, Rabbi Shmuel holds is a mitzvah, Rabbi Kiva holds is only a drabbanon. Tyson doesn't identify which ones they are. Tyson just says, you have to say that, because the number 613 is absolute. There's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Rabbi Kiva counts this as a mitzvah. Mitzvah means obligatory. From Gemara Makas, Dorosh Rabbi Shmoy, Sheish Meis, Shloish Esri Mitzvahs is in the Torah. Right. Gemara says that is a fact, and that is accepted by all Rishonim. Again, I don't know what they would just, if it's 613, they were given to Mashiach Messina, then it is Allah Mashiach Messina.
Comes from Gemara, that means.
Again, where do I know every Allah Mashiach Messina from?
How do I know
any Allah Mashiach Messina? How do I know Allah Mashiach Messina? Okay, so. Yes.
Yeah,
I know that. I'm very well aware of that. No, 100%. But this is Tanoim. I don't know if it's usual to find Machlokes Tanoim in which mitzvahs they are. You have Machlokes Rishonim. How to list the mitzvahs. The Rambam wrote his Sefer mitzvahs. Rambam wrote his Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam wrote his Sefer mitzvahs. The Smak. They all wrote Sefer mitzvahs. Tzadikim. They all wrote Sefer mitzvahs. So. I'm not surprised. I'm learning a Gemara. I'm pointing out what Taisa says. I'm not acting in surprise at any matter of fact. That's all. Just saying a fact. Whether it's surprising or not surprising depends on whoever's listening to me. Again, I will say one more time. I don't remember any other machlokes that I'm in a number of mitzvahs, whether something is a mitzvah or not.
No, the 613 is absolute.
Right.
The mitzvah
cut
one.
No, again, I'll say one more time what I want to say. I don't remember in other machlokes tanoim in what counts as a mitzvah or not. That's what I said. It might be. That I don't remember is very meaningless. But I don't remember any other machlokes tanoim what counts as a mitzvah. I know many, many machlokes for Rishonim. But I don't know a machlokes tanoim. That's all I said. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Now we're going to have to explain each one of those. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amar Lei Rabba Labaya. V'amar Lei Rabbi Mishar Shel Rava. Neimer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva B'chol HaTaira Kulu L'Plachi Pligi. Are they arguing the whole Taira? Is Rabbi Shmuel saying all mitzvahs are voluntary? Is this like a new shita? That there's no obligation in mitzvah says. Tzolom is voluntary, Tzitzit is voluntary, Kiddush is voluntary. Is that what Rabbi Shmuel is saying? The Maram Rishos and Maram Mechayva? Like, aren't these psukim? Aren't these obligatory? Rabbi Shmuel is coming along and saying they're not obligations. So is he saying every time the Torah says do something, the Torah just means you're allowed to do it? Optional? No. These three are based on psukim. Of course, the Mishmal holds all other mitzvahs are obligatory. It's only in these three cases that he holds they're not. And we're going to go through each one of these cases. The Kineh Zishtoi, Divrei Mishmal. We're going to take the first one at a time. Kineh Zishtoi, Zot Mishmal. Rishos. Rabbi Kivai Mechaiva. My time, Rabbi Mishmal. Some like a high Tana. He holds like the following Tana. The Tanya Reblezim Yaakov Aymer, Klape Sham Retaira, since the Taira said, I think it means Klape, since, I'm not sure how Archibald translates the word Klape, Lysisna Sechicha Bubavecha, do not harbor hatred, Yahuk Ganzu, I would think that a person is Ivan Isser if he warns his wife. That means he's obviously harboring negative feelings about her. And the Taira says, Lysisna Sechicha Bubavecha. So you shouldn't be allowed to do kinui estira, because that's expression of negative feelings, right?
I'm getting this vibe
that people don't understand what happens when you warn your wife not to go privately into the room, what you're doing to the whole relationship. If it wasn't hatred before you warned her, it's hatred 30 seconds later. I think we're not catching the severity of what's happening here. I mean, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman al-Nathan, a person would warn his wife today, I don't want you to go privately, I don't trust you. I mean, you think she would say, oh, I love you dearly. No, she would not say that. This is hatred. It causes hatred. So maybe the Torah wouldn't want you to do it. If you looked at it before the Torah wrote it, I would say it's usher to be mekanel to your wife. You're violating an isser. You're creating hatred in your house. So the Gemara, therefore, Talmud Braim, Rav Arochin, of a kines isser. So the Torah wrote a heter. The Torah had to remove an isser. So to be small, I don't see an obligation. I see an isser that the Torah removed. If they wouldn't have been usher, then you're right. If the Torah tells me a thing, it means do it. But since it's usher without this pasuk, so all the pasuk is doing is removing the isser. That's rishus. I have to remove an isser. Rabbi Kiva, kina chliniksev. Rabbi Kiva says it says kina twice. It says kina sishtavinitma, kina sishtavinitma. It says twice kina sishtav to tell me. Not only is it allowed, but it's an obligation. Let's do Rashi. Zot Rashi, the Bekivai Mechayvish Asur L'Shachar Avdoi. B'chol HaTaira, b'chol HaSeisha B'taira Ken Ein Lach Mitzvah Saseh L'Rabbi Shmuel Chayva. There's no obligation. The Tanya Lo Yosina L'Hadu V'Nokin L'Musay L'Vruch Shikuchad B'Apinavshu. We're going to take each case by itself. Klap B'Klim Achrei After Shem B'taira Shasur L'Hobi Atzman L'Yisina B'Tadra. After the Torah told me in Isser not to create hatred and argument, Yochanan Zekhech, Yeris Ishtar Veras Hadas Yehudis, his wife acting inappropriately, meaning not being theistic, Nistarism Shchinah, she spent time with her male neighbors, maybe he shouldn't warn her. Klab Elushin Kineged, since, that's what I think it means. Talmud Laima Vekine, Imratzel, the kind of Rishus Biyadai, Mishum, the Eloi Kosev Krab, Halamina Dasaru. I would have thought it's Asar. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. That's why here it's only Rishus. Avachol mitzvah saseisha b'tayra. Tefillin is not coming to allow something. There would be no issur to put on tefillin even without the mitzvah tefillin. So when the Torah says tefillin, it means an obligation. Le'amr hachi. Kine achri nixiv. Avav hu hakine v'kine sishtim hilo nitzvah. Chad Rishus. V'chad l'chayva. Yes.
It's kin rishus and kin chomer. Not a. Okay, I had to lay it. Like, it's not a. This is. This is the
The Torah sometimes will put extra words in because it had to write part of a pasuk to tell me a chiddush. So it threw in an extra word, even though those words are not necessary. So it could have said, v'kineas ishtavi nitma, or v'hiloi loyu nitma. But once the Torah had to say, v'hiloi nitma, the Torah said again, v'kineas ishtavi nitma. So v'kineas ishtavi the second time is not to tell us anything. This is Rabbi Shmuel's rule. Taisus asked Akasha, and he says, we do this when we can use the pasuk. This is something we rely on when we don't know pshat in the pasuk. But lechatchila to say, don't darshan the words, because they're not superfluous, because the Torah just writes it, because that's what the Torah does? Taisus is like, sir, here. What? He says, the chiddush is v'hiloi nitma. The Torah had to write, either she did this nus or she didn't do this nus. So since the Torah had to write that part, the Torah repeated and he warned. We don't darshan anything out of he warned. In fact, Taisus, we rarely find, this Gemara is going to use this three times today. I mean, not today, in this Gemara. That's what he's saying. Correct. And in Taisus, we always have a rule. We darshan whenever we can. If we can't, we say these things.
We turn to Mishnayos this way, not Pesukim.
This is Taisus' discussion. He has no answer. Rashi, Kine Achrin Exiv, I did that right. Rabbi Shmuel Amalok, I did the Bible Mechtam Hilis Bavi Lenin Tamash Shafak Ubi Yedena. We don't know. The Avo began Asra Kostam Yitzavik the Tyra Asas to her husband as a Shafak Zaita. Kostam Nami the Kine Achrin. I don't have the much of the Mechtam Haki. You could have wrapped it out. Vava Ruach Kina Bekine Sishtam Hidit Tamar Lenin Tamar. And for the Arch of the Kual Langs of Elishnus as Amr, we sometimes repeat words. We made Dabra Acham Eschadish Mechtam Wasad. Since we want to say he learned it more, we throw in the kinei sishtai. This is Rabbi Shmuel. Yes.
Is it
Therefore.
And that's the conclusion we come to later is to avoid warning your wife, but Rabbi Akiva is saying you have to.
Well, I don't know where conclusion you got that we avoid warning your wife. We brought the machlokes, and we said that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva hold it's a Ruach Tara, but there are many Amrim that say it's a Ruach Tuma. We had a few Amaroim that passed into a Ruach Tuma. So again, and I don't know where you ever saw that we paskin, that it's not a good thing. I don't know how we paskin. I mean, today it's a bad thing because there's no sight to water. That the Gemara said clearly, that today would be a terrible thing because he's opening himself up to something that has no solution.
Well, that's great. That makes her go away.
What?
Yes, it sure does. Because the purpose of sight is to warn your wife is to exonerate her, not to implicate her. And if he can't exonerate her, then Rabbi Akiva doesn't want you to do it. We don't want people to donate the Hekdesh, even though it's a mitzvah to donate the Hekdesh. We don't want people doing it b'smanazeh, because it's nothing to do with it. There's many mitzvahs that we tell people not to do, because it just doesn't work anymore. This is one of them. 100%.
After talking about
Beis HaMikdash
versus the shul or something?
No, Hekdesh means Beis HaMikdash. I'm not talking about the shul. You should donate all your money to the shul. I don't care. Especially the Shem of Shabbos. That's not the point.
20%.
I was just joking around. Yeah.
I want to make sure I didn't.
No, Hekdesh means to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash today. If the guy donates an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, that animal is stuck for the rest of his life. It's a terrible thing. It's like people get stuck with a bechor. It happens. That happens. Then they're stuck with an animal that they can't do anything about. But we avoid it. We try our hardest to avoid it. Anybody who owns animals tries to make sure that the animal's not a bechor. He sells it to a guy. He's all kinds of things that we do. No. Don't think about it. Lo yitama rishus. The second case was lo yitama. Rabbi Akiva Shmuel says he's not obligated to give time to his wife, a kayin. He's allowed to. The Rebbe Shmuel, Kibay Mechayva. Kibay says, no, he's obligated. Dr. Kamara, my time at Rebbe Shmuel. I need to say, I'm not kind of a Rebbe, I'm a Michael Lim, but never saw your time of Bamav. It starts off saying, do not be Matame to anybody. That's what it says. Therefore, the Torah has to say, it's a good bit for your time of. The Torah has to remove the Isser. There's an Isser for a client to be Matame to Mason. Come along, the Torah said, the Isser doesn't apply to his seven relatives. Rebbe Akiva, Biki'im L'Sheirei Nafkala. Nafka. The Torah already removed the Isser. It said, L'Nevesh L'Tam Abamav, Ki'im L'Sheirei Akar Avelov, L'Avim L'Imor L'Vnoi L'Vita L'Akav L'Akhaisai. Right? So the Torah already removed the Isser. I don't need Lo Yitama again to remove it. That already is removed. The Torah said, do not be Matame L'Amav, Kiyim, except for. So the Torah said those are legal. So why do I have to have Lo Yitama to remove the Isser? Lo Yitama Lamali, L'chaiva. Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do? He says, Lo Matame Ve Matame Leverel. You're right. I need Lo Yitama to say that it has to be a complete body. A Kayin is not alive in Matame like two limbs of the seven relatives. It has to be a total body. It's not local Lamaisa. If Rachman al-Litzman, a person's relative, a Kayin's relative, is not a complete body, there's no heter for the Kayin to be Matame. Lo Matame Ve'im Matame Leverel. That's the halacha. But I'm not getting involved in the halacha now, but that's what he learned from Lo Yitama. It's not an extra pasuk. It's not telling me an obligation. It's telling me that the heter to be Matame only applies to a complete body, not to live.
It's a mitzvah, no? It's a mitzvah. We think it's an obligation. It's a mitzvah.
Again, there's an argument here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Is there a mitzvah to be matame to a relative?
It's a mitzvah.
Rabbi Shmuel says for sure.
Before he came into the psukim, it was a mitzvah. I mean, you read the
pasuk,
you know it's a mitzvah.
Rabbi Shmuel didn't.
No.
According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a mitzvah, correct.
No, but before he came
to
Sukkim, I mean...
How did he know it's a mitzvah? Where do you see it's a mitzvah? That means stop right there for a second. It's saying the client cannot be matamah to anybody. Then the pasuk says... There's an exception. At that point, if the Torah would stop right there, without adding the words Lo Yitama, I would say, the Torah is saying, Kayin can't be Matama to anybody, but for these seven relatives, he's allowed to. We wouldn't say he's obligated
and
to.
And now that goes into the Avelus, and you have to be the Tatum.
Who says? Who says?
There's a part of Avelus.
The Avelus is the Rabbanon.
The whatever.
It all, again, you're looking, you know the halacha. I'm not talking about halacha. I'm looking at the pesukim before I know halacha. The Torah said, a kohen cannot be metameh to anybody. He's allowed even, I'm not finished yet. He's allowed to, okay, good. He's allowed to be metameh to 7 relatives. Then the Torah added the words, lo yitama. So to Akiva, that says, not only is he allowed to, but he has to. That's the halacha. The halacha, he has to. How do I know he has to? From the words, la yitama. Without la yitama, I would say the Torah allows him to. Came along the Torah and said, no, I'm not just allowing you, I'm obligating you. La yitama, it's a mitzvah. It's an obligation.
This is it as well as 613?
Yes. Yes.
You're putting it in the 613
or not? Well, Rabbi Shmuel says you don't have to.
He was there with this is down in the 613.
Right.
So it was a question of whether it was 613 or not.
Now, so Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with the words Vayitama? He says Vayitama to tell me, not be Matama Leivarim. Fasting Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. So how does he know? How does he know that Rabbi Shmuel was right? Don't I need it to exclude Ivarim? Talk to Gemara, law. It could have just said, the Nefesh Le Mitama Ba'amav, law. That's it. Yitam had already said before. The Nefesh Le Mitama Ba'amav, Kilim Mishayroi, Lachai Sab Sula Hakrei Ve'elov, law. And law would have said, a whole body. Yitam is an extra word. To tell me it's a chiv. Yitam Elamali, Mami not. Rabbi Shmuel, I need a class of law, a class of Mami Yitam. This is Rabbi Shmuel's rule. The Torah will write an extra word because it's telling me a chiddush. The tiny Rabbi Shmuel, daughter of Rabbi Shmuel, called Parsha Dramba Benishnas. Benishnas, Abba Davish, and Parishba. This is Rabbi Shmuel's rule that the Torah will write extra word because it's writing a new chiddush. Law. Law is the chiddush. Yitame is an extra. And Rabbi Kiva says there are no extra words. Yitame is a chayv. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Itzuch lemech de lo yitama lo yimah shemuta l'tama l'kreivim halalu. Begim l'shera nafka. L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav kim l'shera akarav elof imah l'aviv. L'choy sapsula. Me l'shemina de mitama l'aivu. That tells me it's allowed to. Lo yitama im mesa. Ve'ein mitama l'evereha. Im echad me'elu muka shchen. Rachman al-Islam, one of the relatives, is suffering from shchen. Ve'varav naiflin, and limbs are fall off. A matana lahem. Kainalam barba raitav. Eva menachai batamak eva menames. So he's not allowed to touch an eva menachai. Even matana b'ayom. It's a law, the muti evera. Need law to exclude the evera. In case the law, the chai ba'asal of half drosha. Lift of law yin to the lishtak. The masmal yitana ba'amav. Ki in lish erai. La chai sab sulu law. Kalayma the gufa shalem. The loy levera. Only to the complete body and not to the limb. So therefore, it has to say yitam is an extra word. And Rabbi Shmuel says we have extra words. Yes, Rabbi Shutz.
I think the question of Rashi and Amar Aleph, it's mashma, it's only
ivarim
that
you can't,
but
it's not shalom. So I said that halacha. You're right. From the Gemara, you could say ein matam leivarim means when the person's still alive and an eivar falls off. That's how Rashi says it. In halacha lemaisi shulchan aruch paskins, the one is not allowed matam to a relative that's not shalom. There was a case here in Cleveland years ago that it was a question whether the mace was shalom or not.
Is the toe considered not shalom?
Any part, I'm not ready to paskin the shayla. All I know is there was a case in Cleveland that somebody paskin that the mace is a shalom, and then somebody else paskin. There wasn't a shalom, it was a little bit of a tumult, a private tumult, they kept quiet. But whether the kid was allowed to be in the room by the Levaya, was not allowed to be in the room by the Levaya, it becomes an issue. Again, I you're right. Rashi explains that Mitama Levera means a living person that a limb falls off. That's how Rashi explains it. I took it a step further because of the halacha is that it has to be a complete mace. You're right. Yes?
So the dam is not considered, it's not a neighbor. So when a person dies in a war or something, they gather up all the blood.
Right.
The person gets blood, or is having his blood tested, we don't worry about that blood.
No.
Why?
I don't know. Meaning, I know that we don't bury only Avarim. even there's an Eid Yehuda that holds, you're not even mechuyev to bury an Eifer. The big machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael holds you are mechuyev. It's interesting. Eid Yehuda says you're not mechuyev, and Rabbi Yisrael holds you are mechuyev. But only an Eifer that has a bone in it. Flesh that doesn't have a bone is a chumrah, it's a chumrah. I'm not saying nobody should do it, but it's a chumrah, it's a chumrah. The gay, many times, that people have to have parts of their body removed. Is it the chayiv in kvura or not? It's a big shadow.
Moshe
says
you have to bring
a tikvura? Yeah, an aver, yes.
Well, who
matches this? Lady Behuda. The Lady Behuda. Lady Behuda talks about, he brings a raya from Gemara. I mean, I really, it's not the shadow here now, but I will mention it. The Lady Behuda brings a raya. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yechonin carried around the bone of his 10th son. It's only a bone, a limb. If you'd have said that the reason to bury an aver is because you don't want tumah around for kahanim's sake, but not because it's chayiv and kvura. Somebody asked him, he wants to keep an aver of his son around as a thing. If you'd have hold, the chayiv kvura on an aver is not a chayiv kvura b'etzem, it's because we don't want tumah around. If a kohen walks into the house, it becomes tumah, it's usher. So this way, we have the tumah away. That's what Nebuchadnezzar would have learned. The chayiv to remove the tumah, not a chayiv of kvura. And the Moshe writes that it's a chayiv kura, you know, this is not the time and place to get involved in the sugya, especially because I don't really know more than I just said. Yes? No, there's no tumah daminachai. But what he's asking is, to retranslate it, why do we gather the blood to bury it? That's what he's asking.
Okay, that's
the dam shiyat nefesh. Yeah, yes. Right. The dam nefesh is mechuyev kura. Not because it's matame, but because it's a special chayiv. I don't know the source of it. That is matame? That does need kvura? Dam, Revi'ah's dam is matame. Revi'ah's dam of a mace is matame. Only dam on nefesh, right.
In New York, we were mapped
by a test on the three times of the kvura. Right. That's how long they do it today. I mean, I know, but my father died, Rahman al-Assad, he died from excessive bleeding. And they gathered all the sheets and everything that he bled on, and they put it into the basic into the casket. Yes. Right. That's Dama Nefesh, he's right. Dama Nefesh is treated differently. Dama Nefesh means the dam that caused the death.
Right. So the dam that I give it.
It's not Matame. It's not Matame, no. Dama Nechai is not Matame. Let's give my writer. My time in Rabbi Shmuel. Why is it only Rishus? I did the Siv Mitzchaya called the Shama. Since the Tzairah said you have to kill all Shiva Umas. So how do I know that certain circumstances I can keep them alive? Which the Gemara will get into. Whether the mother is a Knanis, father is a Knanis, we had a Kedushin. We're going to do it again in Metrishim tomorrow, and everybody should just have a wonderful day.